It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman is our engineer. Cliff Hargrove is our engineering director. And we have a video crew here. We have a room full of concert club members. Mm. And best of all, we have Mr. Mac DeMarco.
Hello.
How you doing? Fresh off of a gig last night with Flaming Lips, and he'll be playing tonight on his own at Stubbs. So how'd it go last night?
It was cool. Yeah, it was crazy. There was a probably mid-50-year-old man that wanted to kill me last night.
Really?
So as you displeased at what we were doing up on the stage. It was a treat for me.
Well, you have a current album that came out in the spring called This Old Dog, and you've been on tour and playing tunes for people. You got one up you want to start off with?
We're going to play a song called Still Beating now for you, if that's okay. Maybe it's fine. Yeah, okay. Just going to give that a little check there. And this is Alec, by the way. So. Now I'm seeing tears in her eyes. Half and half, make believe. So she thought my heart was on my sleeve. Honey, I cried. Never thought some silly songs could ever go and hurt someone. Never meant to sing my tune for anybody and them but you. There you go. Better believe it. Honey, my heart still beats for you.
Mac DeMarco is our guest live in Studio 1A, and that's a tune called Still Beating from his current album, This Old Dog.
Yeah.
So I understand you made a cross-country move while kind of part of the album was recorded in New York and part of it out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
So did it affect the outcome of the album, or was it pretty much...
I don't know. It's kind of just like I moved my... Because I recorded in my bedroom, so I just moved over. to a new room. And the room was a little smaller than the other room, so maybe something sounds different. But yeah, I mean, you open the blinds, and there's a palm tree outside. That's strange.
You don't see that in New York.
You don't see that in Far Rockaway. No, you don't. Actually, they brought some palm trees into Far Rockaway a couple summers ago, and they all passed away. The trees died. So, lesson learned.
So how is it living out in L.A. now?
It's great. It's sun. There's sunshine. I have a house and a yard and a pool.
Pool, all right.
Yes. And there's nice food. And the quality of life is quite high. Yeah. And I think my girlfriend likes it. Are you in your care? You like it, huh? Better? You like New York too, though, right? You got nothing bad to say about New York. I don't either. I love New York. But I love LA as well.
So the new album is kind of revolves around your family to a certain degree. It's bookended on songs about your dad and got a song about your sister in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a mess. my father became very, very sick, and I never knew the guy, so it was very strange for me to kind of understand and, you know, it's like the relationship was never there, but it's supposed to be one of those important ones, you know what I mean? Father, son, you come out of... Anyway, so I was just trying to understand, and I think the best way for me to try and mull something over is to write songs about it. Maybe it's not a good idea, maybe it's a good idea, I don't know. I just did it, and that's that.
Well, it works really well. I mean, the last tune about... watching him fade away is really kind of a heartfelt.
Well, the interesting thing is I thought, see you later, Chief, you're out of here. You know what I'm saying? Not the fact. Not the way it turned out. Still around. He apparently is out of the hospital, drinking again. Now I look like a jackass.
So has he heard the album?
Yeah, I'm sure he has. I haven't heard from him in a while, but that's going to be an interesting call, I'll tell you.
Well, one of those songs about your dad starts out the album, and it's one we're playing, and I really like it called My Old Man. Can you do that one?
Yeah, can we do it, Al?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, yes. I'm going to let Al take the dog for a walk for a little bit here. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
Walk that dog.
Looks like I'm seeing more of my old man in me.
walk on the outside, holding her hand. Some were familiar, her and her man. But it just can't be. Look at all the steps that brought you where you are today.
That's Mac DeMarco, along with Alec Mean on piano. And the tune that starts off Mac's current album, This Old Dog, and a tune called My Old Man.
Yes. Bellissimo.
So are you currently out on tour? And
yeah. Been out for a while.
Yeah.
And we're going out for a long time still. We'll see.
So do you write when you're on the road, or you have to kind of be in your space?
I can't do it. I can't do it. Pull the acoustic guitar out in the van. A little sentimental strum in the back. How'd that go down? Not good. I would be ridiculed, ostracized, alienated.
Well, you seem to have developed a nice fan base here in Austin. I know you had a sold-out show at Stubbs a while back, and you're there tonight.
Yeah.
And folks can get tickets for tonight at stubsaustin.com. So we're going to close out the live portion, and Mac and Alec are going to stick around and do another song for our concert club audience here. And we'll have the whole set up on our website along with video at kutx.org. Thanks to Jake and Cliff, our engineers, and to our video crew as well. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll have some tickets to give away and lots more music. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin music experience.